What we're going to go ahead into next is what we use as our risk assessment model. It's the green.
It's a cold, dreary, rainy late January afternoon, a few days before the 57th presidential inauguration. A crew from Coast Guard Station Washington and a group of media are getting a last-minute safety briefing before boarding a 29-foot Coast Guard vessel in the Washington Channel.
It's warmer out here than it has been.
We're about to go on a ride-along to get a behind-the-scenes look at the Coast Guard's role in the massive security cordon locking down Washington for the inaugural. The quiet engines on the brand-new boat rev up to speed and whisk us out of the channel and onto the Potomac River, which is where they will spend a great deal of time on patrol.
Essentially, what we're looking for is, because we're very familiar with this area, you know, we're paying attention to certain critical infrastructure in the area, you know, where people are maybe lingering longer than normal. Maybe they're taking pictures from a vantage point that normal tourists wouldn't take pictures from.
Lieutenant Selena Latiga is the commanding officer for Coast Guard Station Washington. She says they'll be keeping a very close eye on every vessel.
We're looking at what kind of gear maybe they have on deck, you know, things of that nature that would heighten suspicion that it's more than just the average tourist.
The boat slows and begins maneuvering alongside a larger vessel out in the Potomac. It's the 87-foot Coast Guard cutter Conchita, another state-of-the-art vessel.
Well, I've got two radars, which are also integrated into the navigation package. I have an alarm panel. I have two main diesel engines. I have a gyro compass.
Master Chief Chris Lombard is the officer in charge of the Conchita.
It has bilge equipment, which will help us pump water. I have a fire pump as well. We do our own firefighting.
So how do you drive this thing in comparison to a car?
Well, a car has a steering wheel. This has a joystick. It's just a basic stick that you use. It's kind of like a video game, so to speak.
Another thing they have in common with many of today's video games is weapons. 50 caliber guns mounted at various locations around the boat. The difference being, these are real. What you hear is the sound of a 50 caliber gun on a Coast Guard boat during a training exercise last year from a different location and a different boat. The hope is they won't have to use them during the inauguration. That's a warning from the Conchita to the other boaters on the Potomac that it's about to get underway.
I've been in Washington, D.C. This was my third
Captain
tour, my
Kevin Kiefer, commander of Coast Guard Sector Baltimore, which includes the Washington area.
The Coast Guard has augmented its resources in this area, including special forces from our deployable operations group.
Give me an idea of what the water situation is going to be.
Essentially, there will be a waterside security zone in place, and the waterside security zone restricts the movement of boats and waterside activities. And that security zone will include portions of the Potomac and Anacostia Rivers, basically all the waters around Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Master Chief Chris Lombard does a radio check with Coast Guard Station Washington.
29110, 29110, Coast Guard Cutter Conchita, Channel 23 Alpha.
Conchita
110.
110, Cutter Conchita, Roger, radio check, Channel 23 Alpha.
On the other end of the radio is Lieutenant Selena Latiga, commander of Coast Guard Station Washington, who, by the way, is involved in her first inaugural.
It's obviously a very exciting event. It's a lot of work. We're putting a lot of work into this event to ensure the safety and security of those both participating and spectating. But, you know, it's a great learning point as well, both for myself and for my crew.
But there will be little time to learn on the fly, considering the vast amount of space they have to cover. Captain Kiefer.
The security zone includes the Potomac River north from the Key Bridge to south, just below Reagan National Airport, including the Washington Ship Channel, and the Anacostia River north from the 11th Street Bridge to south, where it joins the Potomac. So all that area will be shut down to waterway traffic. The security zone will be in effect from the 15th to the 24th of January.
And there's some specific information he says recreational boaters need to know about.
For the 20th to the 22nd of January, all recreational boating traffic will be prohibited from entering or operating inside the security zone.
Because of its prominent role in the protection of the nation during some of the biggest security events in the country, Boatswain's Mate First Class Bryce Adams, Executive Petty Officer on the Conchita, says he's starting to see the Coast Guard's profile grow.
before 9/11, most people, unless you were boarded at your local area, not a lot of people had ever heard of the Coast Guard unless it was that random drug bust. Now, I mean, we were there at Katrina, you know, we're there for the oil spill, and we've been in a lot more media-related situations since.
And it's probably drawn a lot more people, a lot more recruits to you, too, now.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody wants to join the Coast Guard now because it's more visible.
And that popularity is likely to continue every time they answer the bell. Aboard the Coast Guard cutter Conchito, just outside of Washington, on the Potomac, J.J. Green, WTOP News.